From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And you've heard it before, Americans spend way too much time on their smartphones. But did you know Nigerians spend more time on their smartphones than any other people in the world? This is just one of the many findings technology analyst Mary Meeker presented yesterday at the CODE conference in California as part of her annual State of the Internet presentation. Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, has broken down all the findings, got a terrific article, we'll post it at hereandnow.org. And Derek, I'm looking at it right now. Wow, TV is still very popular.
Very popular. America's love affair with the television is nearly without equal. And I say nearly because we watch more TV every day than any other country except for the UK.
Of course.
But it's not just TV. Americans spend more time on our screens than basically any other country in North America or Europe. The number one most screen-addicted country in the world, according to this report, Indonesia. Hmm. But no other country in Europe or North America spends as much time in front of screens as Americans.
Well, I have to say, in UK, of course, they have Downton Abbey. They had it first. So, of course, they're watching. But we watch it differently. We do something else on other screens while we're watching it.
In this piece, I said TV is the new fireplace. Hmm. It's the thing we have on while we're doing other things. 5 in 6 Americans are engaged with another screen while we're watching TV. So imagine if there's 6 of you in a room watching ABC or Downton Abbey, only one of you will be just watching television uninterrupted. It's the biggest screen, but it's rarely the only screen. And another really interesting, memorable statistic about TV and whether we watch it live is the magic number 59. 59. For people under 30, so-called millennials, they watch about 59% of their TV non-live, so delayed, on demand, online. For everybody older than 30, 32, 59% of their television is watched live. So there's this remarkable sort of demographic shift that's happened around the age of 30, where the vast majority of television under that age is watched delayed.
Well, of course, this is all important because advertisers are looking to see where to put their dollars, and they're still putting most of their dollars at TV. As you write, they're still putting it in print, but print is simply screwed. It's fallen 6 percentage points in 2 years. But I want to talk about what you see here about mobile phones. You say you never would have guessed that apps, rather than advertising, accounts for 2/3 of mobile phone revenue?
It does. 2/3 of mobile revenue comes from apps. So attention over time, ad dollars tend to follow attention. The first TV ad was in 1941, and now television is half of all advertising in the U.S. Our attention is shifting to mobile, and it's shifting really, really fast. It's probably changing our attention faster than any technology in human history. But the ad dollars are moving a lot slower. So right now, 20% of our attention is on mobile, according to this report, but just 5% of ad dollars are on mobile.
What is
so
that?
The ad revolution. Why is that?
Yeah.
I think it's 2 reasons. One reason is just the size of the screen is smaller, and so ads are less beautiful, and companies want their ads to look beautiful in printed pages like The Atlantic or other great, wonderful magazines around the U.S. The other thing I think is that our attention mood is different when we're on mobile. When we're on mobile, when we're on our computers, we're looking to click, we're looking to go to the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. But on radio and on television and in magazines, they're a lean-back experience. Our attention mood allows for a bit more patience. And that's what advertisers want. They want the audience to have the patience to allow branding messages to wash over them uninterrupted by the instinct to create a new tab or text a new friend.
Well, so interesting because it might be the first device that doesn't really need advertising as much as the others did because it's got all those apps. Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Well, you've got terrific, we do like to look at pictures, and you've got terrific graphs laying it all out. And we'll post it, as we said, at hereandnow.org. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Here and Now.